A look at Afghanistan now. Since the president unveiled his Afghan policy and the troop surge, 30,000 troops going into Afghanistan, members of Capitol Hill, members of Congress have been trying to nail down what the details are here. And Stanley McChrystal, the general who is the U.S. commander in Afghanistan, was testifying before the House Armed Services Committee yesterday. The defense secretary, Robert Gates, Hamid Karzai, gave news conferences yesterday in Afghanistan. First of all, listen to General Stanley McChrystal talking about Osama bin Laden.
It would not defeat al-Qaeda to have him captured or killed, but I don't think that we can finally defeat al-Qaeda until he is captured or killed.
Just one of the remarks Stanley McChrystal had before the House Armed Services Committee, and we wanted to put that idea of al-Qaeda and Osama bin Laden directly to someone on the ground in Afghanistan. Griff Whitty is Washington Post Middle East and Asia editor. He joins us from Kabul. What do people on the ground there in Afghanistan think of this idea that al-Qaeda goes on even if Osama bin Laden isn't captured, but he must be captured to defeat al-Qaeda?
Here in Afghanistan, there's a lot of questions being asked about why it is that the U.S. has not captured or killed bin Laden. There's a feeling that the U.S. could have captured or killed him had it wanted to, and that there must be some reason why it has not. The trail, according to U.S. officials, for bin Laden has gone cold for several years now. The U.S. has not had a good lead on exactly where he is for quite some time, and so it will be... the effort to try to capture him is one that doesn't seem to have much promise at the moment.
Well, you have to wonder, Griff Whitty, if the general was a little reluctant to go into those details as he was pressed on Capitol Hill. Griff Whitty is Washington Post Middle East and Asia editor who joins us there from Kabul. McChrystal had a lot to say yesterday. Here's his general sense of how we will measure progress if we look at the Afghanistan situation a year from now.
By this time next year, new security gains will be illuminated by specific indicators and will be clear to us that the insurgency has lost the momentum.
Specific indicators. Joining us now is Charlie Sennett, executive editor and founder of Global Post, with a network of reporters in the region following the travails and the successes of the U.S. military there and NATO and the Karzai government. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, John.
Let's talk about these specific indicators. What is General Stanley McChrystal talking about, illuminated by specific indicators that will indicate that the insurgency has lost its momentum?
I don't know that he knows the specific indicators, but I think they're going to be looking to secure the cities. They're going to be looking to really step up the work with the PRTs, the provincial reconstruction teams. I think they're going to be looking basically to bring a climate of security in which they can go forward with much of the development and aid that needs to happen. I think they're going to have to also work toward reconciliation with, as General Petraeus calls them, the reconcilables within the Taliban, and try to get an expression of strength that allows for that kind of negotiation. Well, whether he can accomplish any of those is a huge question that I thought it was really interesting. You could see in the body language, I thought Ambassador Eikenberry was shifting a bit uncomfortably there, and even though they are professing this great loyalty, it looked like there were some reservations still on the part of Ambassador Eikenberry, the former commander in Afghanistan.
Well, and as you've reported, and as we've reported, Eikenberry and McChrystal differ over the utility of actually putting more troops into Afghanistan with the Karzai government in the state that it's in. Let me tip off a list or itemize a list of indicators here, Charlie. You know General Petraeus. You had contact with General McChrystal. Is this likely to be a reduction in casualties that would be the indicator the insurgency is losing its momentum? Is it a territorial issue? Is it demonstrations of offensives on the part of the Afghan troops that they can actually police things on their own? What's it going to look like?
Well, I think it's going to be territorial in the sense that they're going to have to shore up the population centers. One in particular is going to be Kandahar. I think that's going to be a place where you really will see some metric for success or for failure. So I think for sure you can look to the population centers to say, are they more secure? But the population centers are much more diffuse. We're really talking about a lot more villages than we were, if you want to compare it, for example, to the surge in Baghdad, where the metrics were very specific. You could really see neighborhood by neighborhood what they had accomplished. Another metric, I think interestingly, will be the Afghan forces and to what extent they continue to go AWOL. attrition in the Afghan forces is incredibly high. They can't hold on to people. They don't pay them enough. They are not particularly well trained, and they're not hanging in there for the fight. So I think an improvement of Afghan forces along those lines will be another metric.
Well, ironically, Charlie Sennett, a good source for that assessment that you've just laid out there is President Hamid Karzai himself, who at a joint news conference with Defense Secretary Robert Gates in Kabul yesterday had this to say.
Afghanistan is looking forward to taking over the responsibility in terms of paying for its forces and delivering to its forces out of its own resources. But that will not be for another 15 years.
Hamid Karzai looking forward to something not for another 15 years. What does that mean, Charlie?
Well, I thought Karzai provided his own take on that famous axiom of Afghanistan, which is, you have the watches, we have the time. Time is measured in centuries in Afghanistan, you know, and I think that what Gates walked into there was that reality, and that is going to be the biggest truth on the ground, is that there's a political clock on the surge that's very, very moving very fast in Washington, and there's a much longer sense of time in Afghanistan.
All right, then let's get a takeaway here. Charlie Sennett, is there a withdrawal clock in 2011, or is that really a fiction?
I think we'll have to see. I mean, I think it's a fiction. I think that this whole idea of the troop surge is really going to be one that's going to challenge a lot of the truth on the ground in Afghanistan. This is a counterinsurgency plan that's still
right
within the geometry of the army doesn't make sense to me.
All right. Charlie Sennett, executive editor and founder of Global Post, assessing McChrystal and Eikenberry's assessment on Capitol Hill of the situation in Afghanistan.